And we did like a star four drill. And he's like, that's all I needed. He's like, I'll tell you what, if I finish better than 40th, this is when nobody had flat screens, I'll buy you a 40-inch flat screen. And he won.
Did you get the flat screen?
I got a car eventually.
You're struggling with your golf game, you need two things, my friend. You need some swing lube with some yacht water with real Reposado tequila, and you need to follow me over to Dew Sweepers TV. Come on, let's go get better at the game of golf.
All right, joining me here, this is a good one here, on the tour coach here from Cabot Citrus Farms down here at the Golf Magazine Top 100 Summit. Super excited to have my boy Ryan Webb here.
Thank you.
Brady Riggs joining me once again. I mean, I've just drug him around everywhere with me, like doing these.
I'm a mascot.
And you are. You're the Golf Magazine mascot. And Adam Schreiber. Shribes, great to have you on with us again, brother. And also, just congrats on one hell of a year. Not just with JJ. Shit, all of them playing better, man. Fun watching them and fun watching you do your deal out there. And I'm always a fan when I see you on the range. I try to step back and watch it. Some of the things I see you do with, you know, the exercise stuff or a lot of the stuff I try to do and stuff, it's fun learning from you.
It's nice to see that I'm not the only weirdo out there.
I wouldn't call us weirdos, but yeah.
We're definitely doing different stuff to create feels, I like that part.
Yeah. It's really helped me with my guys and girls to be able to do those exercises to help create feels and learn movements and. But I kind of wanted to start with you, like when a new player comes to you, where do you start? What do you do?
Start with data.
Data?
Yeah, I mean, I like to get all the data, physical screen, even like a TPI on relays where they move through some movements and see what gives it up.
Okay.
And then, analyze the puzzle.
Okay. What type of data do you get?
I get it all. I get ground force. I get bottom back. I get physical screen. I get a screen in motion. And I get launch monitor.
Okay.
With video. Right? I fucking remember starting doing this, and people used to criticize us for taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you need to film it? And it's like, so it's to show you that what you felt wasn't what we were doing.
Right.
You know, I could see it. And it's like to let you know how much to exaggerate a feel. And now look at all the crazy shit we've got. But when you're out there and it's time, right, all you got is what you feel. So you better have something to lean on, you know? I think that we've all done it for a long time. Creating the right pattern of movement is what's going to hold up under the heat, and I think that's a lot that goes into that.
Oh yeah,
it sounds all simple and good.
Changing that pattern's hard.
Changing that pattern's awful.
Yeah,
you know, it's next to impossible, but you got to try. You know, and you have to have balls enough, whatever you want to call it, to agree with the player that this is worth going after. Right? Man, you need full commitment. It ain't gonna happen for anyone.
How long for you when you start with a player, do you feel like it takes for them working on something to where they made where they've changed a movement pattern or changed how they move and you feel pretty good that it'll hold up?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a set answer to that. I think that's person specific.
Okay.
You know, but I think like you can get, like, I mean, I remember back in the day helping AK, and he got a second round, and he hadn't played in a month. I'm going to DC, and he's fighting with his girlfriend, and we're there like 5 days early, and we're grinding, and it's Wednesday midday, and we do some drill. He's like, you can get me. What? Like, I got it. You can leave. I thought I was staying all week, you know? It's like, no, get out of here, you know? I was like, all right. And we did like a star four drill. right? It gets the little two directions blended back in. And he's like, that's all I needed. He's like, I'll tell you what, if I finish better than 40th, this is when nobody had flat screens. I'll buy you a 40-inch flat screen. And he won.
Did you get the flat screen?
I got a car eventually. he calls me Monday. He's like, I guess I owe you a TV. I'm like, that's one big motherfucker you owe me. I'm like, go home. But yeah, that's pretty funny. But yeah, so like it's, I think the formula is different. Like he had obviously felt it before and was coming back home to some place he knew. I think other people haven't felt it. That's the dicey one, right? When the other shit's going to revert back in and, you know, when you've done enough reps to quiet that doubt of there and it's just auto.
Yeah.
Because we know when it comes to that time, you got to be there. You can't be
there. Right.
No, I was talking
to him last time. Such a tough deal.
He was the first guy doing stuff.
Right.
You know, like I remember with Anthony, because I spent so much time with him too. I'm like, what are you guys doing? He's like, well, just do a lot of stuff at the gym. And if I'm not hitting it well, we're going to the gym. I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about? It just didn't make any sense to me. And now it makes a lot more sense to me because, you know, we're not catching up, but we're definitely in the wake.
I remember, you know, Costas, Flick, a lot of teachers, Butch, all coming up to me going, sure you want to take that kid to the gym? Because we used to have to find a gym every week. Like, there wasn't even one on site a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We'd have to go to 24-hour fitness to do our shit. You know, like, and it was important to me. Because, like, I mean, I remember going and seeing him in college, and he'd be like, I'm like, yeah, I've been going to the gym. He's like, oh, yeah, I have. I swear, I've been going every day. I'm like, dude, you haven't gone to the gym.
Okay.
You can see it, you know, you like know when he's doing the right stuff, you can see the motion, you know, and it's like, so yeah, that was big. And yeah, I'm happy I stuck by my guns. It's weird how you know certain stuff is right, but then other stuff you doubt yourself all the time. Like, I never doubted that piece.
So cool,
you know, like that's an so athlete cool. Playing golf, and this was the right thing to do, at least with him for sure.
So, question following up on that with Lipsky, like, right?
Yeah,
taught a lot growing up, you know, like people. A completely different human being, right? Is that something you're jumping into with him as well? Is you're just touching on it, or no, is he in a different track?
I think it's different how much you can tap into it. I mean, David's more money ball golf, right?
Right.
Like I would say he's analytical. He's a golf IQ's off the book. His hands are sick, right? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say he's going to, you know, have Anthony's quickness on the basketball court.
Right.
Or do some of the other physical things that an AK could have done. So try and identify stuff where he can relate it to his hands through the gym. Slightly different. Still trying to create feels, you know?
Yeah.
And let it tie into what his superpower is. Like, I think they all got different superpowers. You know, like, AK could... His thoracic mobility was awful for him. And then his legs were really strong, so he could like torque his two against each other, right? And he's like, I want to feel my hands. You know, I remember taking Como to see him at OU. Como had just come back from a Morad seminar. And I'm like, you know, like his low point's too far back. He's running it out to the right and double crosses, you know, and Como's like, oh, I got this. Let me do this thing. So that's like, all right, have at it. He's like, really? I was like, yeah, have at it. It's like, Anthony, do whatever he says. He's like, all right. He's put a head cover under his right arm. He's trying to get him to like lag it with his right arm, right? Because he was tossing it early because this was back. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and he's like, Anthony had two shots, maybe one or two. He said, Shrive, I can't do this. Teach me how to do this with my body. Right? And I was like, all right, walk through one. Let's see. All right, I got it.
All right, I got
whatever, you know, like, I don't even remember exactly what we did, but it was something to get his right shoulder forward, his right side forward, you know.
And yeah.
It's had the same effect, but done differently. Just, yeah.
Well, that's the art of coaching and teaching, though,
right? But, man, when you think you figured it out for one, you're just baffled by the next one, right?
Yeah.
And they're all different DNA, and they all have different superpowers, and they're all really talented at least at these levels. And it's like, man, how do you get the most out of it? And has Lipsky got the most out of it? I don't know.
You know what's funny? He was the one guy I never would have thought. You know, because I taught him as a junior, and he was a good junior. You know, he went to Northwestern. He's a good player.
But I don't think he thought he was going
to play. Of all the guys in that group, whether it was AK or,
I don't think he thought he was going to play.
I never would have thought that guy would still be playing for a living at this point. But I was wrong, and I think the thing...
Dude, he doesn't look good anymore either.
Yeah, he was
great. That's scary.
He was great.
He used to fill it off.
Yeah.
Really?
He puts it.
But he got better every year, and I think that's a testament to Adam and what he's doing. You see the improvement over time, you know, which is really what you have to do, I think. Don't you, Tony, to be competitive out there, you got to keep getting a little bit better all the time.
I got a Korn Ferry player that played that a year ago. I was a little bit worried, like, you know, you get the end of the year, they don't get, you know, whatever, improved, and, you know. And then he said, hey, I want to play. I want to give you a bonus. He's like, I've had a lot going on this year. I've gotten better each of the last few years. I haven't gotten to where we want to go, but I've gotten better.
Wow,
and he's fun. Like, you're doing everything I could ask you to do, right? And I mean, that man, because like in the world that we operate in, sometimes that's not always seen, right?
And it's all about them, and if they're not where they want to be, it's not about being there. They're not the reason they're not there. Accountability sometimes is not always there.
For sure.
But I think the good ones are accountable. You know, I think Scotty's accountable.
100%.
You know, so it's like, and I'm going to lean on that when it comes to coaching my guys. Like, I'm using him every example I can. Why wouldn't you? But would you? You know, I mean, you look at a lot of that. You know, if he came to you tomorrow and you didn't know who he was, what would you do?
Well, it depends on where you were, right, in your career. 20 years ago, you might have been an idiot. Now, maybe you'll shut up and watch a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting, huh? And I think it takes maturity, balls, whatever you want to call it, confidence in yourself to not do that. Right? Or to coach. Say, hey, dude, you got to have wedges. You just got to make a couple of buzz and
stuff. Early in my teaching career, my first real good player, you know, Bobby Wyatt. Like, you know, I mean, when he first got on tour, that was my first real, or going through that where he was getting exemptions. Like, I didn't do as good a job of that because I liked being out there. We were close. We were friends as well. And, I did stand my ground at times. Now, like, later on, like, you know, everything's worked out great. But, like, it was really, I had a really hard time with that. I
sat and talked JJ last year at times. I'm like, dude, there's my first couple of years out of here, you might have taken me down this rabbit hole. We ain't going there. You know?
Yeah.
We ain't going there, dude. You're swinging fine. Just work your setup, work your lines, whatever. You know, like, it was stuff that he's trying to take you somewhere. It wasn't right. And honestly, like, I would have gone there in my. And you're more conscious, like, I'm getting paid a lot of money. I need to be worth this money. I need to do something, even if it's just.
Right.
I ain't there anymore. I don't give a fuck. But I do. You know, I'm more confident that, like, hey, not doing something's the right thing to do at times. And, you know, putting your foot up their butt when you need to, or your arm around their shoulder, or whatever, is sometimes more important than technical shit. You know?
Absolutely. Is that where the data comes in a lot too, where you're able to kind of see where they really are versus how they feel like they're doing?
Great.
I'm sorry, bro.
This is great. These questions are better than mine.
I like it. I think the data is just a pattern, right? Yeah, it's a pattern of movement. And if you see that, be efficient. You're like, hey, there's room for we're missing something. You know, and I've said that I'm missing something. You're not flushing, but it's nothing to be alarmed with. We just got to sit here and talk through it. We'll figure it out. You know, I'm missing something right now because a big move, big picture. Look at what I'm looking at. It's titty. It's great.
Yeah.
You know, so we're obviously something's off. We'll figure it out. Let's just not hit the panic button.
It's hard to get them to not.
But, I know.
But that's where your confidence comes in. I would have done
that before, though.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that they believe in you more when you're confident?
I think so. Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
But I also think they respect the shit out of you saying, hey, I'm missing something. I don't know what it is yet.
Well, I think
if you lie to them,
you can't they'll see right through you. Right. I feel like, and I don't know how some guys pull it off, but there are a few out there that got smoke and mirrors, I feel like, and they don't last very long with people.
Yeah. You talked about two swings that he gave Chris with the Morad pattern you were messing with. How many swings is, I'd love Tony to answer this too. How many swings do you have for something to, like you said, it's a feel that they're trying to either go back to, right? Or something different. They're like, wow, that changed the way that felt. How many swings do you have when you introduce something to them that's different? Do you have weeks? Do you have days? Do you have hours? Or do you have minutes to get somebody back on?
Well, I think, like, so what I'm trying to do is, like, A, say, okay, we need to agree that, you know, like, JJ, you left load, your upper gets too far behind it. Now you either can go in sequence and you hit draws, or we go out of sequence and hit weaker cuts, you know, at times, and our bottoms get kind of dicey, right? So if we can buy into creating this fall and transition that you don't have to think about, you know, that related to some skateboard trick that I don't even know what fucking trick he still is to this day, but I don't really give a hoot either. Right? You know, as long as he keep doing it right? That's all I care about. And you know, if we can create that, then so then it's like in the gym, right? There's five exercises to set it up, right? And then there's probably three to four to let it run, really unload. More was in the setup, quite honestly.
So he's buying in pretty quick to that.
He bought in.
So what do you think, TR?
I think it really is. I think it changes from player to player, and it changes, I think, also based on your relationship with the player.
He bought in because it, like, he had a feel he was looking for that he had at times, and it was like, we got there, he's like, oh, yeah. Like, he could tell.
Yeah.
Like, it's on plane, it's on top of the plane, he can unwind as hard as he wants, he's never going to get under, but he's going to hit that guy, you know, we can just shut it down, hit that guy, right, just get squeezed or more behind him, and let's just go both ways, right,
that's pretty fucking. I remember, like, the first lesson I ever gave Lucas Glover, back when I worked with Lucas, and he just wanted to hit a draw, and I just remember getting him aimed correctly, and then just telling him to get the right hip deeper, and I just remember he was like, first one started right over Drew, and he's like, okay,
I got it.
He goes like, now, and then, like, he hit one. I remember him hitting one that, like, way over Drew, and myself was thinking, oh shit, that's kind of great. Johnny goes, oh no, that's good, because now I know to speed it up to take it off, right? Exactly. But I remember it was like
100%.
One feel. One ball, one
ball. No, it balls doesn't necessarily have to be a good shot.
Right.
It's like how the heavy hit lays on the ball, mm-hmm. and they know that feel, man. It's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cool. I don't think you get a ton of time with them. I remember Smiley, meaning you'd have three shots, and if it didn't feel like what it thought it was supposed to feel like, you were toast.
I mean, that guy kills me. I say him a lot now out there.
He is great at what he does.
He's really good.
I got him a lesson with him tomorrow. I'm driving back to me. He's really? Been great to me.
Golly, sorry.
Yeah, he's been great to me, and we've done some stuff together. But he's great at that job. Mm-hmm. Really is refreshing to see. And
he's really, really good.
You know, so well, this is good. So you find their superpower, use some data, and
train. And then it's like in the gym, you know, like, so JJ. The rope, right? You need one plane and use this particle model, right?
Up the
plane. Rotex, right? This to rise, all this to go light extension, but to talk a little bit, maybe, right? So
okay.
Falls back down by it. right? What else next week? Flywheel up behind here. Love it. Mm-hmm. How do you change it over? Bounce, right? Sick, like creates rise, creates like auto shift this way, rise, and then how's I gonna change that fish over, right? And then I'll use that this way too. Like, just go with it here, but just keep pressure on it. So now I'll give like a third feel, because they all counter, right?
Right.
What about short
bed balls?
Use anything for short bait?
Yeah.
What do you use for short bait? Like, yeah. What exercise do you do with
bed balls? Let me get through this.
I love the bed balls.
Yeah, like I've been throwing bed balls, pinning them between my wrists this way.
Okay.
Really like that. A lot better. I can't cheat it with any.
With the hand.
It's kind of cool. Different. Right? Shirt game, mini bands. Oh, for engagement, right? I've even used them up here at times.
Really?
Yeah, light ones for that. But and then drawbacks. Drawbacks a lot. Working strike.
How much do you study like pitching and?
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough. I think that's there's some fascinating stuff.
No,
that too. It's got some similarities in terms of.
I make them work it. Like, I think one of the best things I've done for JJ, and it's funny because, like, I got four guys or whatever up there. He's the one guy that said, all right, put your on your piece of clay last off season. We'll do whatever you want. And I'm like, you need to do wedge combine. You need to do it every day.
Yeah. Love it.
I don't fucking care if it's 20 balls or 50 balls, but you need to do it every day. I said, you're going to have epiphanies about your golf swing that I can't tell you what they're going to be, but you're going to thank me for it. And, dude, I told him once. That's it. You think any of my other guys are doing it? Fuck no. I mean, they don't like money or something. I mean, I don't know what the deal is, but this kid, like, that's what's cool. So you tell him something and he buys in one time and he owns it. You know, it's nice. You know?
So it's a dream scenario.
That's what's good. So nice about
that
him.
One's you know, good.
He's done what you ask him to do.
That's
you
know, rare.
And he doesn't, like, we were talking 3-4 weeks ago, whatever, and he, right after he won in Boise and he got his card, and he said, you know, I've been doing the same three things for 7 years. And he's like, I got better, a little better every year. And I got frustrated a few times, got pissed. But, like, I kind of had one of those moments like you talked about where it's like before I tried to give it into him. But I said, fuck, no, you're on the right track. And I mean, to his credit, he was willing to hang in there. But they're not all willing to hang in there.
No. You know, JJ does three things on the range that cross over the gym.
Yeah.
Well, four. If you cut the mini, make him hit 20 balls with a mini band. But then he does like left toes up, hit it from left arm parallel. That's the crate. Can't fucking hang over there. At least downstairs, right? Like we're trying to keep this centered and let them. And then.
You want the upper body centered, but it turning and loading more instead of.
Yeah, because he gets a lot of two directions being a little guy.
Yeah.
And he's got stronger legs are his strongest.
Yeah.
Attribute, lever in the ground. And if he gets over there, he's going to end up with so much right tilt rear on his swinging.
Yeah.
So, we want to sling. Right?
So, that's number one. What are the other three?
So, start forward.
Which is?
Right.
Start forward.
Yeah, I just started 2.5 feet in front of the ball. Fast back, change directions with the lower. And then I make him do this two-step, where he steps right, steps left, but I got to fucking keep his head.
So he does that with the lower, but not the head and the upper. I like that.
That's been it.
Yeah.
And I ain't fucking going to fuck it up, I don't think. Hopefully. You know, we do some cross-handed backswing feels for the fold at times, right? Because I like to keep plays good from a little bit
older,
you know? But
that's awesome.
Different formulas, right?
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
When you said the puzzle, what a great way to describe it.
Right?
You're all the puzzle.
We're all a fucking puzzle. You got your formula that unlocks whatever potential you got. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what I realized in my old age is how much my ADDs F myself when it comes to, like, I get hit at nice and then I'll be like, whoa, what? And next thing you know, I can't even remember what I did. I'm like, God, I'm in like ass now. Yeah, I get playing nice at times and then I just screw it up. I'm way more disciplined with other people.
I'm terrible with saying myself.
If I video myself, I just work on my posture for like 3 hours and never get to where I wanted to learn. You know, it's like I can't get past the first piece. It's pathetic. Holy like shit. My monkey arms are dragging on the ground. What the hell is going on here?
I think we've all earned that posture.
Yeah, we've earned it.
It's crazy.
Shrives, thanks for doing this, man. Yeah, you're the best. You're always one of the best.
I love doing this.
Oh, it's great.